On behalf of Sacred Union Here Now Media, it is with great pleasure that I present to you the Spring Cleaning Emotional Healing Meditation Experience with Mark Nasek. Any time of the year is a good time for your spring cleaning. In the spring, the heart opens to new life, and when the heart opens any time of the year, it always feels like spring. Mark Nasek, also known as Namaste Man, is an internationally known teacher, healer, shaman, yogi, mystic, Reiki master, Sufi, and holistic health and business consultant. Well known for facilitating life-changing experiences, Mark has been featured on television and radio, both nationally and internationally. While pursuing his global quest for health, vitality, longevity, and spiritual enlightenment, Mark has studied with many masters of the world's traditions and religions. He has presented at the world's top resorts, spas, and institutes and centers, including Canyon Ranch Health Resort, Miraval Life in Balance Resort, Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, the Omega Institute, Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, the Ann Wigmore Institute and Foundation, Ascent of Tzfat, as well as aboard the world's most famous ocean liner, Cunard's Queen Mary II. Most recently, Mark has been studying Kabbalah in the Holy Land's mystical city of Tzfat, where Kabbalah has very deep roots. Offering holistic health consulting, spiritual counseling, and executive business coaching, Mark's clientele includes regular folks, CEOs, doctors, attorneys, heads of state, Hollywood folk, entrepreneurs, and well-known spiritual masters and teachers. It is recommended to listen and participate in this experience when you are in a comfortable and quiet space. Do not listen to this while driving a vehicle or multitasking. I invite you to find a quiet place to lie or sit, turning off the ringers on your phones, and give yourself the gift of time and space to go within and receive. If you are lying down, it's good to cover your eyes with a cloth. This allows the autonomic nervous system to shut down so you can go faster and deeper into relaxation. Let go of the things of the day and just be here. Nothing to do, no place to go, just to be right here, right now. Enjoy!
Welcome to the Spring Cleaning Emotional Healing Meditation. Thanks for being here. I'm going to share a story of healing and the power of going within to facilitate physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healings. For 5 years, I was teaching at Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Arizona. I had a client come to me with pain in her right arm. She had been to all the doctors, x-rays, MRIs, nothing showed anything wrong with her. The pain in her right arm continued. She came to me to do a journey, to go within, to find a solution. When I met with her, I asked her, when was the first time you began to feel this pain in your right arm? She didn't know. I took her on a journey inside. When she came back to consciousness from the journey, she said, "I remembered. I remember when I first felt that pain." She said, "I was in the hospital. I had just given birth to my child. My husband was there. I was lying in a bed in the hospital that had those railings on the side of the bed that can go up or down, and I was holding on to a railing in each hand. My husband and I, we had gotten in a fight then, right then. And I squeezed those hospital rails on that bed so tight. And she never let go. She never let go. Now I knew how to help her. During the second session, we worked to tap into the emotion she felt in that moment that she squeezed and held on to that hospital bed railing. And I assisted her in letting that go. After that session, pain in her right arm was gone. No pain. So I'm going to take you on this journey into the realms where I took her to release her physical pain. So whatever type of pain you may be experiencing, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, I'm going to take you on a journey into those realms and see what's there. So if there is something that you'd like to release, even if it's not pain, even if it's a pattern, it's a way of being, something that's in your life that you no longer want in your life and you want something else in your life, the technique works for all of these things. So get in a comfortable position, whether you're lying down. And if you're lying down, maybe cover your eyes with something. That allows the autonomic nervous system to shut down so you can go faster and deeper into relaxation. If you're sitting up, just relax your body, lifting the sternum, relaxing the shoulders, feeling the sits bones going into the chair or the cushion or whatever you're sitting on. And just bring your awareness to your breath, breathing in and out through your nose, as long as the nasal passages are clear. Placing the tip of the tongue at the roof of the mouth, where the teeth and the roof meet. This is an energy spot that'll keep your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies open. The breath is long, slow, and deep. The breath is long, slow, and deep. And I want you to focus on the exhalation. It's during the exhalation that the mind lets go, the body lets go, the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments. The inhalation will happen on its own. Your only job is to focus on the exhalation. Breathing in and breathing out through the nose. And as you focus your awareness on your breath, just be aware of anything that you want to release. And just hold that intention. And then let it go. Come back to your breath, breathing in and breathing out. On the inhalation, let the belly expand. On the exhalation, the belly contracts. Inhale, fill your belly. Exhale, belly contracts. Inhale, fill your belly. Exhale, belly contracts. Ana bakoach, gedulat yimincha, tatir tzura, kabel rinat, Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shomrem Bakem Taharem Rakameid Sitkatecha Tamid Gomlem Chasin Kadosh Barov Tivcha Nehel Adatecha Yehid Gehe Lamcha Pne Sokre Kedushatecha Shavatenu Kabel Ushmat Zaktenu Yoda Ta'alumot. Breathing in and breathing out. The breath gets slower. The heart rate slows down. The muscles relax. And you surrender. Surrender. Letting go. Let your eyes sink into your head. Relax your forehead. Keeping the tip of the tongue at the roof of the mouth where the teeth and the roof meet. As this is an energy spot that'll keep your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies open. The breath continues to be long, slow, and deep. Move your bottom jaw side to side and let it go. Even if the mouth is closed, the teeth are separate. Shoulders are warm and heavy. The place in which the heart resides, the muscles around the heart cavity release. The cavity of the heart gets bigger because the muscles have softened. And if you choose, you can allow your heart to expand into this new space. Letting go of each vertebra, from the base of the neck all the way down to the tailbone. More space between each one. Fire in the belly. Red, orange, yellow flames burning strong, keeping you warm, safe, secure, and nurtured. Flames turn violet, and the violet flames burn away everything, keeping your soul pure. My soul is pure. My soul is pure. My soul is pure. Now release your pelvic floor, the glutes, the hip flexors, letting go of the large muscles in the legs, the hamstrings and quadriceps, let them go. Softening the knees, letting go of the ankles. And by now, you're so relaxed, you can't even feel your toes or your fingers. And with each exhalation, your body goes deeper and deeper into stillness. Waves of peace, tranquility, and serenity flowing through your entire being. Now, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And going a little bit deeper. And let go of that as well. Keep going. And just notice if there's anything in your body that you want to let go of. A pain, a pattern, whatever your intention was when we set out on this journey. And just notice where in your body this thing that you want to release is. Or notice what parts of your body it's in. Nothing to do, just to notice. Or maybe it's a way of being. Whatever it is, ask it to move up into your heart. If it's a few things you want to let go of, gather them up and bring them to the place where your heart resides. Take your time. It's just done with your intention, your imagination. Just imagine whatever it is that you want to release coming into your heart. I want you to imagine that right on top of your heart, if you're lying down, sitting right on top of your heart, if you're sitting up right in front of your heart, is a big balloon, a big bubble. Right in front of your heart is a bubble. And the bubble comes even closer to your body, and it touches your body. In the place where the bubble touches your body, there's an opening in the bubble. Now what I'd like you to do is take whatever it is that you moved into your heart that you want to release and move it into the bubble. Just with your intention, whatever it is that you want to release moves into this bubble. And once you feel that it's in the bubble, you can see, feel, experience the bubble closing. And now I want you to take a deep breath in and exhale. The bubble gets sent off. It detaches from your body and floats up in the room through the ceiling, through the roof, into the sky. Watch it go. Bless it and release it. Thank you very much. You served me well. I'm ready to release it. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Watch the bubble continue to rise in the sky. Bless it and release it. Totally let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. The bubble passes through the Earth's atmosphere, past the Milky Way, into the cosmos with all the gases, stardust, planets, and let it go, let it go, let it go. And now coming back to your body, wherever you're sitting or lying, and feel the nooks and crannies in your body from where you released whatever it is that you released. And feeling divine white, golden, violet light coming from the cosmos through the top of your head, into your brain, into your mind, accessing divine mind, divine consciousness. This light is now in your third eye, the inner eye, the place of knowing. They say if prayer is you speaking to the divine, meditation is you listening for the answers. This is happening now. Divine insight coming in now. This golden white violet light going down into your throat, opening your throat to expression of anything that needs to get expressed. And this light is now going down into the heart, golden white violet light filling the heart. The heart becomes effulgent, overflowing, flooded with this light. As this light overflows from the heart, it goes into all the organs, veins, arteries, into every cell, into the bone marrow, the fascia, all the way into your DNA, filling all the places from which you just released with the light and the sparks of holiness. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Yemincha, Tetir Tzura, Kabel Rinat Damcha, Sagvenu Tarenu Nora, Nagibor Doshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shomrem, Bakem Taharem, Rakameit Zidkatecha, Tamid Gomlem, Hasin Kadosh, Barov Tuvcha, Nehel Adatecha, Yehid Gehe, Lamcha Pne, Zokre Kedushatecha, Shavatenu, Kabel, Ushmat, Saktenu, Yodea, Ta'alumot.
Adonoi, shomati shimacho yoethi. Adonoi, shomati wani rajashti yom ebati fikadeni. Adonoi, zechor ki ofor anochnu, zechor ki ofor anochnu. Adonoi, zechor
بروی در
consciousness returns to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Inhale, fill the belly. Exhale, belly contracts. Inhale, fill the belly. Exhale, belly contracts. Feeling the rise and the fall of the belly with each breath. Consciousness returns to the body now. Feeling the toes and the fingers wiggling. Wiggling toes and fingers connected to the arms and to the legs. Subtle movement in your spine. As consciousness is fully restored to your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies now. If you're lying down, take a deep breath in, and on the exhalation, rolling over onto one side. And take two breaths right here. And on the next exhalation, gently pushing yourself up into sitting, take two more deep breaths. And whenever you're ready, gently opening the eyes, and welcome home. Welcome home.